The circumstances with which you must surround your workmen are those of modern American life, because the designs you have now to ask for from your workmen are such as will make modern American life beautiful. The art we want is the art based on all the inventions of modern civilization, and to suit all the needs of 19th century life. Do you think, for instance, that we object to machinery? I tell you, we reverence it. We reverence it when it does its proper work, when it relieves man from ignoble and soulless labor, not when it seeks to do that which is valuable only when wrought by the hands and hearts of men. Let us have no machine-made ornaments at all. It is all bad and worthless and ugly. And let us not mistake the means of civilization for the end of civilization. Steam engine, telephone, and the like are all wonderful. But remember that their value depends entirely on the noble uses we make of them, on the noble spirit in which we employ them, not on the things themselves. It is, no doubt, a great advantage to talk to a man at the Antipodes through a telephone. Its advantage depends entirely on the value of what the two men have to say to one another. If one merely shrieks slander through a tube and the other whispers folly into a wire, do not think that anybody is very much benefited by the invention. The train that whirls an ordinary Englishman through Italy at a rate of 40 miles an hour and finally sends him home without any memory of that lovely country, but that he was cheated by a courier at Rome, or that he got a bad dinner at...